Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I took my love, took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around.
And I That's saw a sweet voice of Stevie Nicks. Fleetwood Mac, front person. Welcome back, 17 Tail. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and this is as sweet as my voice gets, I'm afraid. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, or the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Kathy Perry's sweet voice is here. KP is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. KathyPerry.com, right, Kathy?
Yes, thanks, Jim.
K with a P, K and P on those, KathyPerry.com. Kathy, thanks again for being here. YouTube is changing things around too, aren't they?
Yes, they are. YouTube's got a couple new changes that they've just started implementing in September. They are going to be phasing out the exact counts for subscriber numbers. So when you are looking to see how many subscribers a channel has, and this is for people over 1,000 subscribers or more, but they're rounding them out. They're not going to be giving exact counts, you know, because it's apparently they just feel like it's too much. They don't want their comment is that it creates concerns about stress and well-being when they're tracking subscriber counts in real time. So they're taking that away. And
so I've got 2,969 subscribers and I check back tomorrow and I've got 2,964, then I've lost five subscribers and that stresses me out. Is that what they're saying?
Probably. But so now they're rounding it up and say like 2.9K.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean?
So if it fluctuates, if it fluctuates 100 or so or whatever, then it doesn't change much.
Yeah, there are, you know,
that makes sense once you get over a certain number.
Influencers.
That makes sense.
Yeah, so I think it's just probably going to be easier for them and they don't have to worry about, you know.
What I think is funny is that they're making it sound like they're doing it for you, but the truth is there's something in for them.
But they're really probably not, yeah.
You and I both know that it's just something for them.
The YouTube is also removing the ability to message directly in YouTube. This week after September 18th.
Is that a big thing?
No longer.
Is that a big application
it's for people who are heavily involved in YouTube and they message back and forth between it within YouTube, they'll notice it, but they're going to discontinue that.
I know people who don't have a website except for a YouTube address.
Yeah,
I have Brain Trust members who, when you say give me your website, they give us their YouTube address. I think that's a mistake.
Yeah. Well, and some people, you know, if they're heavily involved in it, they're going to notice it. But I think for the most part, it's not going to be a big deal. But it is a change. And then one other thing I wanted to talk about just briefly is Amazon is, you know, going to be. Their advertising is really becoming a threat to Facebook and Google.
They're becoming an option to compete against dollars that would have gone to Google and Facebook.
Yep. And yep. Forrester Research says that now it'll be creating a triopoly instead of a duopoly.
So now it'll still be hard to figure out who's the most evil. Google, Facebook, or Amazon, but at least they'll be close by where we can kind of compare them a little closer to each other, right? Is that what you're saying?
That's true. And actually, what's interesting is Forrester.
And I didn't need Forrester to tell me they were a triopoly, by the way.
No. But the percentage of their revenue, it's only 4% of Amazon's revenue, but it's 94% of Facebook's revenue and 85% of Google's revenue. So any impact in their revenue, they're going to feel it.
Can see why Amazon's going after it. I mean, this is
absolutely
this,
and
if they
a lot
if they
money.
If they now think about this, think about these implications though, Kathy. If you and I both know that Bezos has a crypto coin, He just hasn't launched it because he wanted Facebook to take all the heat first. He's going to come back because there's really no opportunity in it right now. So we both know that. Well, at one point in time, I thought maybe they might cross-collateralize their coins. But if Amazon goes after these guys with their advertising, then that'll create a war that will prevent them from sharing their currency. So that means that Bezos will launch his own currency, Facebook will have their currency, Google will have theirs, and they'll all be siloed. They'll be within their own ecosystems.
Yep.
Think about that. What do you think? Is that a crazy leap there?
You know what? I really couldn't even figure out what any of them are going to do because they're changing things so rapidly. And I think that
you do know that they're all going to have their own cryptocurrency, though, right? You know, you do know.
Oh yeah. But the whole thing is, you know, the whole ad thing is that Amazon now, they have so much more information about your buying habits.
Oh, yeah.
They know what you're doing. They know what you're buying, and they can take advantage of that so much easier than the other two can. So.
Yeah,
it'll be an interesting shakeup.
It's a bigger deal because of you know, you're not just hanging out on Amazon. You're buying stuff.
You're buying stuff.
And
so
the next thing you know, Amazon, does Amazon
have
any kind of a social media product offering at all? They don't really.
Not really. They're focused on, you know, having you spend money there.
But wait till that announcement, Kathy. Wait till they announce that they've got a new social media app.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
Talk about throwing down the gauntlet. Yeah. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and talk about some of the antitrust things that the big guys, these big evil companies, are going to be dealing with in the future. Is it give them any kind of jeopardy, or is it just old news? Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.